when you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
To the Panda Lady at the Kentucky State Fair, man for woman.
Panda Lady?
That's right. Dear beautiful woman at the fair, you was wearing jean shorts that were working overtime. Cowboy boots, tank top that said trophy wife in training. Your muffin top peeking out, and honestly, I respect that.
Oh, wow.
You also had long, dark hair and were pushing a stuffed panda around in a stroller.
Wait a second, it's a stuffed panda in a stroller.
I knew I had one shot.
Oh.
So I pointed to the panda and said, win that?
Ah, good question.
You told me you did win it.
Oh.
For one of your, quote, crotch goblins. At home.
Crotch goblins?
I said,
I've never heard that before.
I said, I ain't scared of kids. You said, good.
Okay.
Then I asked where your man was at. You said, I ain't got no man.
Awesome. That's what he wanted to hear.
Wow. I squealed like a startled pig. Yee-hee!
Oh, wow.
You smiled and asked my name, and I was about to tell you when your ugly friends suddenly appeared. Grabbed you and physically removed you from the situation like you was being escorted out of a Walmart.
Oh my goodness.
I waved goodbye as you were being dragged away. I haven't stopped thinking about you since. I don't know your name. You don't know mine. But maybe the universe is giving us one more spin on that tilt-a-wheel.
Doesn't even know how many crotch goblins she has.
No, she he doesn't. If this is you, tell me the color of your trophy wife in training tank top so I know it's really you.
Wow.
And to your ugly friend, stay home.
Wow. There's a lot of factors surrounding her that I think he's discounting at this point.
She seemed interested, though.
She did.
All right.
She was giving some vibes.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections. Door-to-door salesman, woman for man.
Mm.
To the hot solicitor who showed up at my door last week.
No.
First of all, I owe you an apology. You were selling something. I have absolutely no idea what it was.
Oh, gosh.
You were very polite, very professional, extremely cute.
Okay.
So I invited you inside to give me your pitch, because apparently after being divorced and off the market for over a year, my sales resistance has completely disappeared.
Oh, gosh. He's got her.
Yep. I'm vulnerable. You started talking. I heard none of it because I was too busy watching those lips move, conducting a very thorough head-to-toe inspection for research purposes, obviously. Eventually, I interrupted you and said there was one thing you needed to do to close this deal, and that you needed to follow me.
Okay, well, that's odd.
Long story short, you did what I asked. I made you earn my business.
Wow.
And then I kicked you out.
Wow.
What? What just happened? What just happened? What?
Well, okay.
So technically you did not make the sale. But here's the problem.
Wow.
Somewhere between the doorbell and me throwing you back onto the porch, I apparently caught feelings.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, now I regret not asking your name, your company, or literally any useful information about you.
Uh-huh.
So, blue polo shirt guy, if you were selling something door-to-door in my neighborhood last week and you're interested in coming back to finish what you started, find me. This time I'll actually listen to your pitch. Probably.
Wow.
Maybe.
Wow. All
right. That was a lot that just happened in a small little sentence.
It was.
Follow me.
I made you earn my business.
Blue shirt guy's probably like, what? Okay.
What just happened?
What?
What? She's like, okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So whether you're looking for the lady with crotch goblins pushing around a stuffed panda bear at the fair.
100% we're going to see one of those today. 100%.
Or you're looking for the dude in the blue polo shirt who just, you made earn his pitch.
Yes!
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections. He worked hard for the money, except he didn't get any of the money.